Hare Krishna. So Dhritarashtra is very happy listening to Arjuna saying that how can I kill my superiors? And it's very difficult. It's very painful not to see them being killed on the battlefield. In fact, they're worthy of worship. And then after saying so many things, lamenting in so many ways, finally with so many confusions in the head, he surrenders to Krishna, saying, "I am your disciple. Please instruct me." And in the previous verse, that is verse number 8, he's saying that I am not able to see anyone who can help me. Nahi prapashyami mamapan udyat, and he's completely filled with lamentation. He's completely depressed. And seeing all this, Dhritarashtra is feeling, "Okay, gone. This person is gone, and I've got the entire kingdom. My sons will get the entire kingdom now." But then Sanjaya, being a very, very obedient servant, in two verses, that is shloka number 9 and 10, he tells Dhritarashtra, "Arey, no, don't be in such illusion. Because the great personality on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, that is Lord Shri Krishna, will speak and drive away all the illusion, depression, and lamentation of this great warrior, Arjuna." And we are entering a very, very important section. This section will help us to understand various aspects of our own life. And if you remember, the first argument that Krishna had given that he will not fight, what was that? He said, "How can I kill my own kinsmen?" So he was overwhelmed by compassion. So now Krishna is going to counter that argument, the first argument, from these verses, from verse number 11 to verse number 30. So this entire section that we're going to see, we will see how Krishna is helping Arjuna to overcome that mood of unwanted compassion. So let's get into the first verse of this section. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Ashochan Anvasochastvam Pragyavadamcha Bhashase Gatasun agatasumscha nanushochanti panditaha. So here it is said, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna spoke. What he spoke? He said, "Tvam, you. Ashochan anvashochaha, anvashochaha, you're lamenting? You're lamenting for the sons of Dhritarashtra who are not worthy of lamenting. Ashochan, not worthy of lamenting. And on to that, what are you doing? Pragyavadamsha bhashase. You're speaking like a learned person. You're speaking from various shastra, saying, how can I kill my own kinsmen? They're worthy of my worship." And then Krishna gives a tight slap on the face of Arjuna by telling, "You are not learned. Who is learned? Let me tell you who is learned." He says, "Panditaha." That person is learned who is nanu sochanti, does not lament. Now Arjuna is lamenting, so Krishna is adding a point here. Learned person is the one who does not lament. For what? Gatasun agatasumscha. So gatasun means the body from which the life air has come out. So that is the dead. And agata sumscha means the life air is there still in the body, so living. So a pandita is not at all moved. He does not lament for dead or for living. So there is one more nice understanding to this line, gata sun agata sumscha. So we'll be discussing this anyways in our future verses, but let me give a glimpse of it. So there is soul, and then the soul is covered by subtle body. And the subtle body is covered by the gross body. So like this, the living entity, so we all are spirit soul. So we have got two coverings, the subtle body and gross body. So subtle body is made up of mind, intelligence, and false ego. And the gross body, which is covering the subtle body, that is made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether. And this gross body we can see, subtle body we cannot see. And spirit soul, but obvious, it's on the spiritual platform, we cannot see. So we'll be discussing in detail about the subtle body and other elements. So here, this Gatasun is talking about that entity, from that entity from which the life air has come out, that is gross body. So a learned person will not lament for gross body. Then he says, Agatasumscha. A learned person will not lament for that entity in which the life air is still there, that is subtle body. And he says, Cha. He's talking about spirit soul. So in this way, he's saying that a learned person, Panditaha, will never lament for Gatasun, gross body, Agatasun, that is subtle body, Cha, spirit soul. So very nicely, Sri Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, is telling Arjuna, don't act like learned, you are not learned, because the quality of a learned person is this. So who is a learned person? So normally, now in this world, we see very clearly that the one who has got lot of degrees on the nameplate, we call him as learned person. But who is really a learned person? And what is the real knowledge? Now we need to understand that. Unnecessarily, we shouldn't be proud of our so-called material qualification. We need to understand who is that learned person. And here very, very beautifully it is given. The learned person is the one who knows what is body and what is soul. This is a very important concept. What is body and what is soul? And does not lament for any stage of the body, neither in living or in dead condition. So he is a learned person who understands the body and soul concept. And when he understands that, when he realizes that, he does not lament for anything that happens in the due course of his life. Now, what is the real knowledge? So if he is a learned person, then what sort of knowledge he should have? What is that real knowledge? Here it is given. Knowledge means to know matter, spirit, and controller of both. So basically we are talking about we should know this body, which is matter, or the entire material nature, which is matter. And the spirit soul, that is we, who are there inside the body. And the supreme controller, that is Lord himself. So anyone who knows these three, the matter, the spirit, and the supreme personality of Godhead, the supreme controller, that is called as real knowledge, and such a person is called as a learned person. So whenever we are talking about a learned person, we need to remember these three points. Now you see, Arjuna in verse number 36 of chapter 1, he was speaking a lot about Dharma Shastra. Papam eva shraedasman hatvaitanatatayinaha. So there in that particular verse, Arjuna was saying, see, they are aggressors, I do understand. But I don't want to kill them. Because according to Artha Shastra, they can be killed. But according to Dharma Shastra, no living entity should be harmed. But Arjuna does not know there is a higher Shastra than Dharma Shastra also. And what is that? Jnana Shastra. And Jnana Shastra deals with body and soul. And that's what Krishna is trying to convey through these various verses. From verse number 11 to verse number 30. There's a nice learning for all of us here. Last line in the purport of Srila Prabhupada. One who knows this is actually learned, and for him there is no cause for lamentation, regardless of the condition of the material body. In our day-to-day life, if we properly see, anything happens to this body, anyone speaks anything about us, body, people go crazy. They lament, they overthink about that. Why did he talk about me like this? Why did that person talk about me like this? Why this is happening to me? And so on and so forth. But the fact is, we are not this body. We are spirit soul inside the body. So anyone speaking about this body, so he's not speaking about us. This realization that we are not the body, but we are spirit soul. If anyone understands this, anyone gets this realization, such a person will not lament for anything. Such a person, who is called as the learned person, such a person will be happy, he'll be blissful in life. So this is what Bhagavad Gita will help us. Throughout, the Bhagavad Gita will see this concept repeated. And with time, by the mercy of the Lord, we'll be able to understand this. See, as of now, whatever we are seeing is theory for most of us. So most of us have not realized this concept of that we are not the body with spirit soul. How to realize this? We can realize this by daily sadhana, by daily upasana. That's very, very important. What is this daily sadhana or upasana? For us, in this age of Kali Yuga, the daily sadhana is chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So on regular basis, we have to do that. So when we do this on regular basis, what happens is, the understanding, the clarity, and the mood of how to understand the Bhagavad Gita will be very, very clear. So there will be more clarity, the mood will be proper, and we'll be able to grasp more and more and more from the Bhagavad Gita. Or else it will remain theory for the entire life. So I would request all the devotees, all the participants of this Shloka a Day videos, that please make sure that every single day, regularly chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now let's see, what is the next thing that Krishna puts forward for us so that we understand that we are not the body, we are spirit soul. Let's see that in the next verse. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz and don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.